Welcome to the Mastery Podcast with your host, Mark Coles. I've dedicated the last 23 years as a fitness professional to mastering my mind, my craft, and my business. It is my passion and mission to help each of you to do the same. Over the coming episodes, I will be providing you with all the necessary tools to be able to take full control of your career and your life. I'm really looking forward to going on this very exciting journey with you, so let's get started.
How do you get your clients to stick to the plan? This is such an important topic. It's a huge frustration for so many coaches that despite giving and providing everything to their client, they just don't follow it. But it's also incredibly important when it comes to business and retention. You see, coaches that have a high turnover of clients, you have to work doubly as hard within your marketing to actually get new clients. So if you lose three and gain three, you've actually gained nothing. Think of it like that. Gain three, lost three, nothing. Gain four, lose two, you've actually gained two clients. So you've had an increase. From a retention perspective, I also want to think about the customer lifetime value. If somebody stays with you for four, on average, clients stay with you for 4 months at £200 a month, that's £800 that the average client, if the average time that a client is with you is only 4 months because you can't retain them very well because they don't stick to the plan and they lose attention and they go somewhere else. If you could extend it to 8 months, the average client was with you 8 months. That means that each customer is worth £1,600 to you over that time frame. Now think about if you got more of your clients staying with you for 8 months. Every new client you would take on board would be an increase in an extra £200 a month to the business. I want you to just think about understanding your science, theory, and practical aspect of the coaching side as a valuable asset when it comes to business. I've got so many coaches that I've spoken to over the last few years that have said, oh, Mark, things are going really well, bringing in loads of leads. Look, tell me your retention figures. How long do you keep a customer? What's your customer lifetime value? Why are clients leaving? Some of them leave. What if you're a better coach? So I want to take you through five areas. I've been coaching for 24 years. I've mastered getting clients to stick to the plan. So I want to share with you some things that I've done over the years that has helped increase my customer lifetime value. Number one, and what I want you to do while we go through these five, is I want you to type the number that relates to you, the one that you're going to take action with the most. So I'm going to go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 as I go through these, and I want you to write the number down and give yourself a commitment to me what you're going to work on the most. The first thing is start your client where they are, not where you want them to be. This is a big thing. Your ego gets in the way as a coach. So you go, right, this person wants to lose weight. I'm going to calculate their calories. I'm going to give them a set plan. I'm going to tell them what to do. The problem is, imagine if somebody comes to see you and their diet's been horrendous. If you go from horrendous to amazing, people can't make that jump. It's too strict. It's too challenging. Yeah, but Mark, I'm a coach and I need to calculate the calories and I need to break everything down and everything needs to be specific. I'm a coach. Well, a coach knows where to start somebody from. Think about exercise. If somebody's not ready to do a split squat, some coaches may just throw the split squat in there. What is a regression of a split squat? Well, if they can't stand on single legs, let's look at the glutes. Let's look at the hip structure. Let's look at the 45-degree hip extension. Let's get the glutes stronger. Let's train things in a little bit more isolation and then bring in some more complexity. Great. So I'm starting the client off where they are, not where I want them to be, which is the split squat. So from a nutrition perspective, if they are eating four meals of rubbish, and you're like, okay, cool. Depending on the psychology of the person that you're dealing with and the lifestyle and the stress, you've got to think about the holistic approach to working with your client. You know, I'm going to give them 5 meals a day. They can't do that. They were eating 2 meals a day. Let's see if we can increase it to 3, and maybe it's 80% of what you want it to be or 50% of where you want it to be. At least they can actually do that. They can adjust slowly, and then you can build up from there. Not everybody's going to be a physique athlete, a bodybuilder, an athlete, right? You need to think, start them off where they are right now and then work up and make improvements week by week. It's one of the simplest things I can give you, But your clients will comply. Why? Because it's easier for them to follow. Number two, 28 days. I worked with a psychologist, with an athlete, quite a few years ago. And I said, what's the time frame that you think we've got to get buy-in from our clients? You see, your clients will stick to the plan if they see improvements in the first 28 days. So you ask your clients, what would you deem to be a success and a reward to you, or what would you deem to be success and a reward for the investment that you've put into this coaching process in the first 28 days? I'd like to lose 5 pounds. Great. Are you going to commit and follow what we work on together to get that result? Yes. If at the end of 28 days, not only you've met their expectations in terms of service delivery, but they've achieved the result, they feel it. They go, oh, wow, what's next? In the first 28 days, at the end of that process, if you can get them to say, what's next? You got the buy-in. What happens in the first 28 days if they don't lose weight? You know, I remember females actually saying to coaches that I used to mentor, I've got a bit of a problem. I've been working with you for the last month, but my legs feel bigger in their jeans. And the trainer would say, yeah, you're putting on muscle. They're not losing any body fat. They would feel different in clothes if they were, because you probably started the calories too high and you put them on this calorie plan as opposed to tapering things up and their body fat starts to drop. So 28 days to get a result. Whatever the result is that you agree, you've got to deliver, and they've got to commit to, and then you get a perfect buy-in. Number three, create a very realistic roadmap together. You know, I've got a notepad here, all right? And what I would do is I'd sit with my client and I would say, okay, cool. So we're here and we're going to write this out. We've got 6 months working together, 3 months working together. Talk to me about when you go on a holiday. Talk to me about what's realistic. Talk to me about pressures. I'm going to be taking through individual phases, and this is what we're expecting. You can either have it already done on a diagram on your laptop and present that to your client. Then you can say, this is the phases that we're going to go through. Or you can write it out and say, what I'm going to do is document this and put it together and give you and go through it. You know, they can keep an eye on it and say what's going to be happening at every stage. Very often coaches make the biggest mistake is they turn up at each check-in or session, whatever you're doing with your clients, and you just do what's happening that week. You give them dietary changes, and the client's like, they don't know what to expect. But half the reason why they don't know what to expect is because you haven't laid it out for them. And so they get to the end of each week and they're a little bit disillusioned. They don't really know what's coming up. Anybody that's got a vision and a goal and a journey ahead becomes inspired, energized, focused, disciplined, because they see the milestones and then you've helped map it out along the way. Provide a roadmap. Provide some clear directions of where people are going, and it will completely transform the relationship you have with the client. They'll be a lot more compliant. Number four, a simple thing as asking your client if they agree. If you provide somebody a nutrition, training, whatever they need to do, I've laid this out based on everything that we discussed. Is this something that you know you can stick to? Absolutely. I remember helping my sister once, and my sister was losing some weight, and she said, oh, no, I know what you're going to do. I know what you're going to do. You're going to make it all complicated. I said, I'm not. What do you reckon you can commit to? At the moment, twice with the kids. I'm busy. Maybe a walk 3 times, 2 times gym, 1. Great. Is that, honestly, is that what you can fit in? Let's say 2 to start with, and then I will definitely do the walk. Great. If I'd said 4 or 5, she'd have just not done it. But she told me what she could do. And look, don't overcomplicate nutrition. What can you do? Give me what you can do and we can let the rest grow. Compliancy. They follow the plan. Give them something they can't do, that they haven't agreed to, they won't stick to the plan. Number 5. This is a really important one. So make sure that you put in the comments below which one is the most, you know, impactful for you right now that you're going to implement. But number 5 is, every single one of your clients is living their life and doing what they're doing aligned with the things that they love the most. If it's a mum, they're reliable, they're focused looking after their children. If it's a husband, for example, who's at work, a guy who's at work, woman might be at work, but if it's a guy at work, for example, they're dedicated, they want to make money, they want to build a business, they want to do whatever. Whatever their interests are, the things that they love the most, maybe it's a hobby, they occupy most of their time. The challenge with people not sticking to the plan is they can't see the value of going to the gym, so they allow things to crop in. Parents allow the kids to take over. But if I sat down with them, I said, just so I can understand, what are the things that you love to do the most? Work, children, whatever it is, like the things that occupy most of your time. Can we just talk about why you being in the gym, doing your exercise, doing your training, preparing your food, how much value does that have on these things that you love the most? And then get them to tell you. We're essentially getting them to link the task of nutrition and training and health and wellness to the things they want most in their life. I do not have to be reminded to eat well and hydrate and train and sleep and mobilize because it impacts so many areas of my life. But if your client can't see it, compliancy just goes down. So your job is to help them reinforce to them, kids are just going to be so inspired by you as they're growing up to just see what you're putting into training. You're right. And guess what? The client turns up. You've got to be this person that continually reminds them about the linking of the things they love to do the most. Business, you're going to be so sharp. We keep your nutrition right. You know, you're going to look so amazing in those new suits you're going to buy. Holiday comes around, you're going to look absolutely sick. And they're like, I know it's not easy sticking to this right now, but I'm loving the results. They're linking all the time the things that they value to the things that they don't necessarily value as highly, but you're helping them see that. Five key areas that you can implement to get your clients to stick to the plan. So remember, in the comments below, number one, start where they are, not where you want them to be. Number two, get results in the first 28 days and ask them what would they would deem to be a value in the first 28 days. Number three, create a realistic roadmap. Set out milestones for them to be able to reach and celebrate them. Number four, ask your clients if they agree to what you have put down and helped to provide them with. And number five is link their values to the process. The things they value highest, link it all together. When you link it all together and you see the smile on their face and they realize that good, the graft in the gym. I have days when it's hard for me to go and get up early and go and do what I do and go and have cryotherapy and red light therapy and it's 8 o'clock in the morning and I'm up and I've got work to do. Then all I have to do is just say to myself, Mark, the reason you're doing that is this. The reason why you go into the gym at 9:30 every day is this. And it does take up a lot of my time every single week. But do you know what? The feeling, the energy, the mood, everything else, the inspiration that I can be to other people in the fitness industry, it's worth it. But if your clients can't see it, they won't commit. So put down 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Which one are you going to commit to? As always, click subscribe and like the video because you'll see more. Please do me a favor as well. If you found this episode helpful, valuable, video, you're listening to it, whatever you're doing, just share it on your social platforms. Let's help more fitness professionals find this channel and help them improve their business, their life, their health, their happiness. For now, take care and I'll speak to you soon.